It's been 5 months since the Camp Fire destroyed the town of Paradise in Northern California, killing 85 people. But survivors are still facing a range of issues, from inadequate housing to overcrowded medical centers. And people say their friends and loved ones are still dying as a direct result of the fire. Brianna Sachs is a reporter for BuzzFeed News, and she's been traveling to Butte County to talk with survivors for months.
They're hanging in there. They're working really hard to regain some semblance of normalcy. You know, they're scattered across, survivors are scattered across 48 states. And I believe there's about 19,000 in Butte County out of the 26,000 who were displaced. So they're living in a variety of conditions.
There's still people in tents. There's still people in cars.
A lot are in trailers, packed into motels and apartment buildings or friends' houses. So, you know, it's become this new normal just to really be living day to day.
You've spoken to many of the campfire survivors. One of them was Betty Frenza. Tell me about her.
She's had a really hard go of it. I met her on her 77th birthday about a few weeks ago. She's living in Corning, which is about 30 minutes north of Chico. And she's living in a RV park up there. And she lost her husband about a week before her birthday. He tripped and fell and then ended up having a brain hemorrhage. And
we had some wonderful pictures burned up. And I had his, he was in the Navy in 1958 and 59 or thereabouts. Had a wonderful picture of him in his Navy uniform. And I had family photos, and I had one of us when we were newly married.
It's like half of me is gone. And the other half has to survive, and that's it.
She lost everything in the fire and is now, you know, in this very daunting situation of trying to figure out how to get FEMA money and an SBA loan, and she needs a new car, and now she has to think about, you know, her husband's burial and how to afford that, and there's, you know, grants for that.
And I've decided if I can afford to scrape by, I want to stay right here. I'm where he was last, and I have no place to go. No place.
She's just very emblematic of a lot of elderly residents who moved to the area because it was affordable and quiet, and they had, you know, good health resources. And now everything's kind of been pulled out from under her, and it's really just heartbreaking to see.
In the past couple of months, you've spoken to people who have lost friends and family members after the campfire. First of all, is FEMA counting those deaths as related to the campfire? And if so, or if not, what do the residents of Butte County feel like about that?
So FEMA, you know, they're an agency that's kind of not their realm, right? So they're not counting those who have died after the fire. And we see this after, you know, national disasters like, you know, Puerto Rico, for example, and no one's really talked about this. Like, how are things going in Houston and in Florida, where the impacts of these disasters on vulnerable communities, many of whom are lower income or elderly, and they already had, you know, trauma and struggles before. And the people in Paradise, you know, that hurts. Like, it's the largest death toll, you know, in a fire in state history. And people think it should be much higher, and they want their loved ones counted in that, because like Betty, you know, she was like, I wouldn't have been in this situation in a new trailer where my husband didn't know and he just tripped and he already had health problems. And this kind of just like put him over the edge. And, you know, so that it's for officials, it's hard to correlate these deaths to the fire, but the people who have lost their loved ones, you know, they blame the fire and the position that they're in.
You mentioned talking about Puerto Rico in terms of some of the parallels here. One thing we know after a natural disaster like this is that mental health often suffers. What is the mental health of the community and of the survivors?
It's not great. That's the overwhelming concern for everyone. Even like I chatted with the sheriff, Corey Hone, who's also Butte County's coroner, and he's even like, I have PTSD. Like, I'll see a truck go by or something and I'm immediately triggered. So the entire county is reeling, and you know, the director of the Enloe Medical Center told me that they've seen an astronomical increase in patients with severe mental health and addiction issues, and they don't have the resources to help them. For example, when we were talking, he said, you know, usually we'll get 1 to 2 patients who need like security, like they need one-on-one acute care when they come in. They're that severe. This morning, we've had 19 people who have required security and one-on-one acute care. And like, you know, so now that the media attention is going away and they're settling into this reality where Paradise is not going to be rebuilt for a really long time, and the conditions for them to get food, to get gas is really tough every day.
I've been trying to get gas cards and propane cards because it costs me $47 every time I fill up my tanks for propane, for heat and hot water and stuff, and I have to do that twice a month. So that's $100 a month. When you're on $900 and you pay $400 rent, and you got your electricity and your food and all that other stuff, it's tight. I manage, but it's tight.
It's really taking its toll. I spoke to one woman, her name was Lizette, and she said she lost a friend recently. He was sober and, you know, he's living in an RV alone. And she said that he just started drinking again because he was lonely and he gave up. And she thinks that's why he died. So, you know, you hear these stories over and over. So I think like the mental health thing is like something that really needs to be addressed, and no one really has the capability right now to do so.
And that was it, four months and some change after. Everybody seems to go on with life as normal. And a lot of people, there's nothing normal. Nobody has to be homeless or have to ask for aid or, you know what I mean?
I spoke with a counselor at a school as well, and that's their concern for students too, is the mental health component and what it's done to, you know, having to drive through your burned out town every day to get to school. Like, what's that like for teens? It's a lot.
Brianna Sachs is a reporter for BuzzFeed News. Brianna, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.